Yeah.
Yep.
It has to be unanimous.
Yep.
It does have to be unanimous.
Terry is not gonna make it. He sent me a text today. He's still in pain and can't walk and drive and all that stuff.
Probably should be put there.
He said when he woke up, he had a machine. Are we ready? I'd like to call our, the regular meeting of the town of Brule, March 12th, 2018. Mr. Niesler, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Got the minutes from February the 12th, 2018. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comment? Any comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. I'd like to recommend possibly, if you guys want to do this, we've been working with a guy to help us to get a grant to do some work on the property that we purchased. And I'd like to amend the agenda to discuss his price to write this grant. So I'd like to amend the agenda to add to discuss Steve Mayberry, grant writer, if you will, to the agenda, so we can discuss it.
Where are you going to put it?
Under finance.
Be C?
Yeah, it'll be C.
I'm moving to amend the agenda to accommodate the report the mayor wants to give.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Andre.
I'll second.
A second by Ms. Bourgeois. Roll call vote. Well, any comments? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
I'm gonna pass this out to you.
But this is not in the package?
No, it's not in the package. I didn't know if it would pass or not. It's no big deal, so. All right, first thing under Finance Committee, under committee reports. Consider annual audit ending June 30th, 2017. Ms. Christy Dunn was supposed to be here. I was informed today that the audit was not issued by the legislative auditor as of yet. They're still going through it and finalizing the audit. So there won't be any action on that because it's not a public information until the legislative auditor is done. So, Tom, do we have to move or anything? Just table that? Any questions? No. Hopefully that'll be done soon. Possibly for next meeting we'll have it. We should have it for next meeting. Okay, in your package you have our budget to actual comparison. Everything seems to be all right. Anybody have any questions on that? Ask on that. Anything? All right, we're going to move to this grant. Blaine's been talking to Stephen Mayberry. You see on the bottom, he works for LSU. He's a PhD in social research and evaluation. He does grant writing. And we contacted him, and he's been trying to get information from us about what we have, what we want to do. And Blaine was kind of in a pickle. Well, what do you charge? Well, what do you have? And so we were kind of in a pickle on whether to give him all the information and let him start working on it and then send us a bill. So we finally got the guy to tell us that in order to do this grant, it would cost us about $100 an hour for 15 to 20 hours. The grant is $100,000 max. It's 80-20. It's 20% put up by the town, and they'll match 80%. The whole concept is to get some type of development on the Mutz piece of property that we purchased by the trailhead. So we don't have any drawings. We don't have anything. We have some ideas about, you know, parking lot, green space, maybe some playground equipment, that kind of thing. But before this guy started rolling and digging deep and sent us a bill, I wanted to bounce it off the council to make sure you guys are okay.
What's he gonna require from us?
Yeah.
He's charging us $100 an hour, and he's calling Blaine to give him a safe plan. He's calling you to give him this.
Well, I think that was just...
Shane to do this.
No, that was his initial thing, right, Blaine?
Yeah.
He was just calling, trying to get information.
What is he gonna require of us?
I think he rolled in to see our...
Doesn't he have to have some kind of idea of what we want?
Right.
Yeah.
That and a site plan, and color site photos and stuff. It's just...
And what is this? It says Land and Conservation Fund Grant, but what's the W in there? No LWCF bid?
Right, that was our two options, but the one that he said we would...
We're looking at the Recreation and Trails Program, the second one down. I've never written grants. I don't know. And if you guys have some suggestions, that's why I wanted to bring this up before we went and said, okay, let's roll with it. If you guys have some suggestions, there's deadlines on all these grants, and what we're trying to do is meet, you know, some deadlines.
I don't know how we can apply for a grant if we don't know what we're putting there. I mean, if we had some kind of drawing or design.
Well, that's,
and
that's,
we knew how much it cost.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's going to help us with.
Oh,
he's going to design it and apply.
If he's going to do that, then I don't have a problem with it. But before he applies, he needs to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not going to let him just run with it and say, you know, do whatever you want to do.
But next week, we just call a public works committee meeting, bring that guy over. And we'll get people in the public works commission and talk to them about what we're doing.
I'm good with that.
Before we just say, hey, we need to write some money.
I'm good with that.
Is this money allocated in the budget or to?
No. And, you know, I think it'll be time. It's not going to be something that's going to happen. We could possibly put it for next year's budget.
Well, if it's that rec trail.
Oh, you mean the 1500 to 2000?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it allocated per se. Yeah, it's not allocated. Yeah. It may be enough, but it's just not allocated to that.
And his this deadline for the grant is April what?
Well, there's two different grants.
If you look down at Recreation and Trails, the one on the bottom.
July.
It's July. Yeah, July.
Has a better match. Really don't need.
So we could be paying him, and it might not be anything. It might not be grant fund. Am I saying that correctly?
That's my understanding, is that we could pay him and it not even go through. So
I have more meetings.
Okay. Everybody's good with that? Any comments from the audience?
I'm questioning, what's the grant for?
The town purchased a piece of property right at the bottom of the levee trailhead, where the old Mutz Bar used to be on that corner. And we're looking at trying to develop that piece of property into maybe a parking lot, a green space, maybe put some rental bikes there. That's the kind of brainstorming we've been doing since we purchased it. And we were looking at trying to get a grant to help out with that. So we started researching, and we found this guy that would help us with the grant. So, but, you know, we're looking for brainstorming ideas. If anybody has ideas, we'll take them and, you know, throw them on a wall and see what sticks.
Somebody wants a dog park there. Got that thrown at me. Just in addition to the other things that have come your way.
We've had a few. I'll write it down. Okay, so everybody's good for that. We don't have to move on that. We'll I'll schedule a meeting. Shane, you good with that? We'll try to schedule a meeting one afternoon.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna be in town next week.
Okay.
I can break away.
Yep. I don't know. Do we know
who's
you on public? Well, I'm
the chairman. Yeah, I got it in there. It might be Terry. I think Terry's on there. All right, we'll move on that next week and let everybody know. Next up, Public Works Committee. Our annual DOTD contract to maintain the grass on the highway came in. I just want to let you guys know. It's the same as it was last year, $4,940. And I just want you guys to give me approval to sign the contract with DOTD. We do it every year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
And ayes have it. Planning and Zoning Committee, consider Marino Development. As we had at the committee meeting, no one here to represent, so I know there's a lot of work that they have to do on this before we can move forward.
Yeah, I say that. I make a motion to table because we haven't seen how nor had a person that wants to develop it. You know, some of the comments that I heard from planning and zoning, you know, is this drawing even accurate to what he said he wanted to do?
I second that motion.
Okay, so we got a motion to table the Marino Development property by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois.
Do we get more information?
We don't need roll call on that, huh? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Personnel Committee, consider new hires for Public Works Department. Mr. Shane, you want to take over on that?
As I mentioned last week at the meeting, we brought on two workers on a temporary basis, 30 hours a week, and just to give them a 30-day trial, see if they like us and we like them. And so far, they're working out real well. They're doing a pretty good job. I'm wearing them out on the weed eater, but they'll adjust. But just want you all to consider probably bringing at least one on and possibly two to cover us for the summer and going forward if they work out. So appreciate y'all.
What's their names?
Support on that. One is Paul Perrot. I'm sorry, John Perrot. And the other is Andrew Gonzalez. Both are from Plaquemine. And John is trying to move back here to Brule. His wife's from Brule and wants to send his kids to school here.
So, right, we got 30 hours a week?
30 hours a week. And I've got them on trial for 30 days. I've got one at $14 and one at $15 an hour. And we are well under our budget for the year. So this is the fill two vacancies left by Curtis Allen and Anthony Scott from last year.
Tom, do we have to do that separate, or can we do them together?
If you're paying them different amounts,
yep,
you probably should do them separate.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to hire Mr. Perrault at 30?
One
question. Yeah. Which one gets which pay?
Yeah.
Andrew at 14, Andrew Gonzalez. John Perrault at 15.
And if they're replacing
30 hours?
If we decide to bring him on the town payroll, they will jump up to full time at 40 hours a week.
Are they bringing any certifications with him, Shane? They're trying to replace Curtis. I think he's qualified.
Yeah, no certifications at all right now. They're mainly on the weed eater side. Yeah.
Any other questions? All right, do I have a motion to hire Mr. Perrault at $15 an hour for 30 hours a week on a temporary basis till we determine if he's going to be full-time?
Move.
By Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Next, I have a motion to hire Mr. Andrew Gonzalez at $14 an hour for 30 hours a week until we determine whether he's full-time basis.
Aye.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next on the personnel, consider promotion for Anthony Kip Dupree. Mr. Jonathan?
All right. I was trying to move Kip Dupree up, give him a dollar an hour raise. I gave you all a kind of little more of a broke down version of all his different job titles and duties he's going to be doing. He's went to five or six different schools in the last year just to kind of catch us up and have somebody certified and like just some homicide investigation and different things like that. The state requires us not to have somebody certified in every field of investigations. So you don't have somebody that worked 6 months investigating homicide working in a police department. So he's going to take care of some stuff like that for us, hopefully.
Discussion. It's good to have someone get certified.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So
about that.
We definitely needed that. He's going to start doing the resource thing at the middle school and all. So if we can get him, we're going to make him a sergeant, and if we could add a dollar to his salary.
Is that total?
I had it wrote down. Hold on, I left it.
Talked about it at the committee meeting. I don't know, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
You know.
Yeah, it was 18, 1821.
We'll 1821.
One guy's going there.
All right. Any questions?
Thank you for giving us a breakdown.
Yeah. Okay, yes, sir. It makes it easier on y'all. And it's hard for me to remember all this stuff sitting here and spit it out and you remember it. So he does us a fine job. So.
I so move.
All right, we got a move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle to promote Kip Dupuy to sergeant. Increase his hourly rate $1 per hour. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, that's right. Public comment. Any comment from the audience?
He kind of stands by, works with the county. Any problem children that the administration refers to him.
School resource officer.
It's kind of at the. We have a full time one at the high school. The middle school is kind of a half a day job. And at nighttime, he goes around and does like home checks. If we have somebody reported to us that lives in Port Allen or Plaquemines that's coming to school here, he actually go in the middle of the night and make sure that child's at the residence they're supposed to be at. So,
school board shares that cost with us too.
Yeah, they pay 50% of that. Both resource jobs. We really come out good on that deal with school boards. So helps us out a lot.
Any other comments? Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. Kip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee, I don't have anything. Governmental Affairs Committee. Okay. Vetoed ordinances, none. Hearing and final action, none. Introduction of ordinances. We discussed this at the committee meeting. We want to try to follow the parish, if you will, on the ordinance number 10 of 2018 that they adopted on rules for the levee top and the whole sidewalk system throughout the parish. Yes?
Let me ask a quick question. This just deals with what we will propose to add in what is now the vacant chapter 22.
Right.
We have the one provision that I referenced last time, which is in our criminal code, chapter 25, section 128, that is our current provision for driving on the levee. Do we want to include provisionally, I mean, we don't have to, but we should, if we're going to make any revision of that,
we can revise that now.
In line with this, we'll just do it all at the same time.
That's what I suggest we do.
Yeah.
And increase that violation amount.
We can do it all in the same,
yep,
quote unquote, ordinance, whatever it is, ordinance, whatever, of 2018. We can do two different chapters.
Okay. I'd like to do that. If we can do it all together,
that
would be better.
Yeah.
And were you going to massage this language a little bit?
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to maybe talk with some of y'all first just to kind of get what y'all's feelings are and to see if we wanted to upgrade the penalties in our existing riding on the levy ordinance, bring it in line with this.
What? This is $5.
Right now our ordinance is $50.
Yeah, our ordinance is $50.
Yeah.
And there's no tiered approach. It's 50 this time and it's 50 the next time.
Right. It's 50 all the way through.
Yeah.
And we talked, Tom, at the committee meeting about raising it up to 500, which is the maximum, and adjust accordingly.
Yeah. I mean, our maximum for any offense, unless we specifically limit it by town ordinance, is $500 and 60 days in bed.
And that's the max. So.
That's the max. So. Say up to, that way it gives the judge of mayor's court discretion.
As chief and cell phone, are y'all getting calls about that recently, about the motorized vehicles up there still?
We had four last week, no calls in. It just takes time to get word. It's been a lot better.
The other ones, so you'll see more.
Yeah.
Better signs.
Yeah, supposedly that's coming, we hope anyway.
That's, we can't put our own signs. It's a certain sign that goes.
Okay, so yeah, let's do them both together, Tom, and we'll massage it and get it ready for the next meeting. There again, this is just an introduction of this ordinance. So
yeah.
The ordinance in your package is just the one that the parish passed.
Yeah.
Something to go by, and we do want to be consistent to where Port Allen, Brule, and Addis will all have the same, will all have a similar ordinance. So when people are drawing the levy top, they know it's all the same across the board.
Yeah, I mean, we could put something in here to say that they will be punished and, penalties will be in accordance with the maximum permitted by Chapter 25. Yeah. Yep.
And those signs need to be posted there.
Yeah.
As a deterrent.
Yep.
Okay, so we got an introduction by Mr. Andre. All right, resolutions and commendations. Proclamation for Sharon Stan Moran retiring from the West Baton Rouge Convention Convention and Visitors Bureau. Ms. Sharon Stan retired, so I'm going to read this in the minutes. Town of Brule official proclamation. Proclamation by the mayor and Brule Town Council expressing appreciation and gratitude to Sharon Stan. Whereas Sharon Stan Moran has spearheaded the West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau for 17 years. Whereas she has been an educator, advocate for the rights of teachers and school employees as a lobbyist on both the state and national levels. Whereas in 2011, Sharon formed an award-winning 12-parish regional marketing group, Southeast Louisiana Gumbo. Whereas Sharon was the brainchild of two award-winning West Baton Rouge events, including Kite Fest Louisiana and Reflections of the Season, as well as one of our favorite events, the Oldies But Goodies Fest. Whereas Sharon, as executive director of the West Baton Rouge and Convention and Visitors Bureau, has been successful in creating an organization that is listed as one of the top 20 tourist bureaus in the state. Whereas the town council of the town of Brule and Mayor Scott Rhodes wish to express our gratitude and appreciation for the many contributions which Sharon Stam has made to the West Baton Rouge Parish and the town of Brule through her years of service. Be it resolved that the town of Brule, Louisiana, therefore does hereby proclaim Sunday, March the 4th, 2018, to be Sharon Stan Moran Day, and calls upon the people of Brule to recognize this special observance with appropriate ceremonies and activities. It's a little bit behind, but that was her retirement time, and we had it out for them before our meeting, so I just want to make sure everybody knew we did that for her. Any questions? Police Department? Wake up.
Good evening. Last month we had 7 alarms, 7 warrant arrests. We assisted other agencies twice, had 6 civil complaints, 8 miscellaneous complaints, 5 disturbances, 4 public assists, 10 tows for no insurance, 3 crash reports, 2 suspicious persons or vehicle, 1 medical call, 3 unlocks, 7 traffic complaints, some of those which were on the levy, 1 battery, 1 harassing phone calls, 1 animal at large, 1 theft, which was a lawnmower off of Eileen Street. The case has since been solved, and we're in the process of returning the property to the owner, and 1 criminal mischief call. Total of 70 complaints, 182 citations, and 254 violations.
Any questions? Thank you, sir. No correspondence that I know of. Remarks of personal privilege. It's been a while, about 2 weeks, I think. Mr. Charles Givens passed away. He was a long-time member of the town of Brule. He was very instrumental in our centennial celebration that we have. And according to Miss Bourgeois, he was the first African American that was enrolled at Brule High School.
First male
African American that was enrolled at Brule High School, and he was the first Brule High grad to be a member of the Grambling Band, the famous Grambling High Band. So, with that, keep their family and Mr. Givens in your prayers. He was a staple here. You always saw him around town. You always saw him. He came to meetings a lot before he got sick. So. I just wanted to comment on Mr. Givens. He'll be missed. Anybody else on the...
Yeah, I have. We had our Arbor Day ceremony on February 28th, and for the record in the minutes, I want to thank our public works advisors, Shane Saradet and his guys, Don Manuel, Eric Kulke, and Robert Cotravan for their assistance. And I also We have information on the town's website about the availability of smoke detectors, right, Blaine? That's through the West Baton Rouge Fire District. And there's some paperwork that people have to complete to get those, but those are available free of charge, and the fire people will come and install them for you. And I also wanted to let Chief, Assistant Chief, know that I appreciate the help from Officer Cipriano last Wednesday night with a situation in our neighborhood. And even though the officer said it was all part of his job, he took some extra time with the family that they needed. And I want to thank Officer Robin Ross for helping us on Friday trying to get a disabled person into a vehicle, and the path was being obstructed by some obstreperous dogs. Instead of calling animal control, which they do help, but we needed help right then, we called the Ruley Police. And she took care of it. So please let those two officers know they did go above and beyond the duty. Thank y'all.
Y'all do a great job. Yeah. Any other remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
What's the status on Councilmember Richard? How's he doing?
Yep. Councilmember Richard is, according to his text I got today, he's still in pain. He can't drive, and he would miss our meeting today. So he had hip surgery, and he's fighting that. So
he's suffering.
He's still in good shape, other than his hip. Anyone else? Yep. Come on up, Mr. Fish.
Fish Kershaw, 350 Venzuel Drive, Brule, Louisiana. Back Brule. Couple of things from the parish. Just want to let you know that one thing we're going to be discussing at our next meeting is changing the time of our meeting. From where we're going to talk about moving it from 6:30 to 5:30, which should hopefully get us out of there a little bit earlier. There's the railroad crossing going back to Marley Marina will be closed tomorrow from 8:30 till 5 p.m. No vehicles will be allowed over the crossing at all. If you live behind there, you're going to stay back there. If you're from here and you're trying to go that way, it ain't happening.
Did they notify?
They have notified all those people, yes.
So
they're redoing the crossings.
Crossings.
Remember how they shut us down for like four?
They're doing them all over the, all up and down LA1.
So Fish, is there no contingency at all to have some limestone there or a piece of plate to drop? Because if emergency vehicles have to get back there, they're not going to be able to access.
I understand that, and I wish Mr. Carroll was here. That's the railroad, and trying to put it as nicely as I can, they really don't take other people's problems into consideration.
Supreme.
Now, I did make the comment, if there's a fire back there, I'll bet you that fire truck gets through whatever they build it. So I thought it was a very poor plan, but they've done it that way forever, and that's kind of how they have their opinion.
I hope they make the one on Choctaw Road equally as smooth as the one we have here.
It is pretty nice now. So there is a rental assistance program that will be for low-income housing people that will take applications starting April the 6th. That'll come out in the official journal on March 22nd and the 29th. I also wanted to share with y'all some population numbers that is how our sales tax is adjusted for the three municipalities and the parish. Back in 2010, the last census that we have, Brule had 2,589 people, which was 10.88%. Port Allen had 5,180 people, which is 21.78%. Addis had 3,593 population for 15.1%. And the parish was at 12,426, which is 52.24%. Now again, that was 8 years ago, and we changed the census data every 10 years when the new census numbers comes out. But we do adjust it for building permits, and those numbers as of 12/30/17, Brule was 10.56%. So there, Brule actually went down 0.32, so 1/3 of 1%. Brule's showing to have 29.37, up from 25.89. Port Allen actually is decreased a little bit, so Burley's sales tax percentage will go down 0.32. Port Allen's will go down 2.62. The parish will go down 2.17, and Addis will go up 5.12%. Their population was almost 3,600. It's now 5,600. And they've got more filings coming on. I think they asked for 20, 23 or 24 new building permits just in February. So their number continues to climb. Ours, Burley, is staying pretty constant. So just wanted to keep you all abreast of that. And the last thing, Pee Wee Berthelot gave the state of the parish address at our last parish council meeting. I made copies of the letter for all the council people. Want to hand that out? I'll just try to hit some highlights. Yeah, I might be sure. Pee Wee wrote a two-page letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he wanted to let you know that sales tax revenues were up over 30% of what was budgeted. Operating expenditures were down 13.7% below budget. We remain healthy financially. We had two major capital improvement projects. One was the Lobdell sewer improvement, and it also had a diversion canal project. Both of those were funded through federal and state block grants of $2.2 million. We spent around $1 million of local funds and $400,000 from our drainage fund. We have gotten a grant for the surface transportation block grant for $3.5 million for the LA1 connector project. We're trying to get that project to be shovel ready. We've also started work on Sid Richardson Extension Road, which is out of Addis, the backside of Addis, which will get them to 1147.
Choctaw Road in front of
Dow. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever road that is. That'll give them a way out in case there's a train derailment or a blockage there. We've also spent $2.4 million in street overlays. We spent almost $150,000 remodeling our council chambers, which hadn't been updated since the 60s. And there's a lot of stuff happening at the legislature, which just kicked off today. We're looking at changes to the inventory tax program, industrial tax exemption program, transportation taxes, and all those we try to closely monitor along with our PJAL, Police Jury Association of Louisiana. And then he closed the letter by saying that he appreciates all the citizens in the parish, that he has an open door policy, and that of course, anytime y'all want to discuss any issue, he's certainly ready and able to do that. And I'll be happy to try to answer any other questions. Yes,
Fish.
Yes.
Is there anything ongoing in regards to alleviating the low water pressures that we had in the past? Are y'all doing any work that you know of?
Are we doing anything to upgrade this tower? Is that what you're asking me? Well, we're trying to study the water system is trying to study about, and Mr. Arland certainly knows this better than I do, about we need a well on the south end of the parish. We're looking at doing some improvements to try to get a bigger water line coming from the north end to the south end. But at some point in time, we're going to have to probably drill our own well, which, depending on how deep you got to go and what you run into, is very, very expensive. So we are aware of it. I don't think there's an immediate solution to it. The drilling of the well, and one of our parish members, Mr. Barry Huggins, is on the groundwater commission thing, and he's very involved in that. And it's a very political ball game about that. The industrial users and the commercial users use the bulk of the water, but they don't actually want to split it up on who pays for improvements. So it is not an easy thing to do, and we've had many discussions, but certainly we don't have any steadfast answers right now. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anything else under remarks of personal privilege? Oh, you know what? One thing. We went to the chamber, not for you, Fish, and you can add if you want. We went to the chamber meeting last week, and the head of DOTD reported to us on a couple projects. And don't quote me on this, but I'll just try to give you an overview. There's a there's extension. I mean, lane widening going on from Highland to Prairieville on I-10, as some of you may know. The Washington Street exit is project has started. They're going to make a exit on the other side of I-110, I guess that is, and close this one eventually, but that, there's a lot of time between now and then. So those are two projects that he says are in the making and hopefully will alleviate a little bit of our issue here. That's pretty much all he touched on. He didn't go into detail. But I just want to make sure everybody knew that those two projects are in the work. Announcements. Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful Leaders Against Litter on Friday, March 23rd at 8:30 here at the Brule Town Hall. The town hall will be closed on March the 30th for Good Friday. And planning and zoning meeting will be March 28th at 6:30. Yes, sir?
Y'all will be getting an email from me later on this month. Usually don't provide people until right around tax time because you really can't send in your ethics, your financial disclosure to the ethics folks until you file your taxes for the year, but I'll be sending an email out with the updated form from the ethics board.
So change it again?
It generally does every year. And so I think last time I was, don't quote me on that, I think it changed again, but I'll send everybody the
okay. That's due May, right? May 15th?
May 15th.
Right.
You don't have to have completed your taxes, but if you file for an extension, you just...
Yeah, if you file for an extension, but you have to do one or the other.
Right.
You
right.
All right, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, all opposed? Beats again.
I was trying to look on here because I thought I had something that I was doing for the
museum. It's going to be the 6:30. We're finished at 6:05. Oh, yeah. That's fast.
I don't know it.
Hey, Shane.
Yes, sir.
Did we need what? Oh. March the 4th? Let me make sure.
You can do that.
Yeah, we